And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama, the most beautiful. And I'm talking about this show. We send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back east towards Gadsden. And I'm talking about even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And by the way, I got to tell you, folks, somebody else that covers a lot of ground is Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics across North Alabama. I mean, listen, this is who I use. In fact, Boomer, you said y'all actually had little man there this morning.
We had a little man there this morning. We went in and they set us right up right.
Okay, Southern Immediate Care. Listen, so apparently both our families use Southern Immediate Care, and they got locations in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area, and they just opened their fifth location just most recently. I think they got more coming. Newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover, but they're all open 7 days a week, extended hours in a lot of the locations. X-rays, immunizations right on site. They'll take all ages, like geriatric and all the way down to pediatric. And folks, I'm just telling you, always clean, great staff, take care of you, open on weekends. What more could you want? So yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You look at the website, find the location nearest to you, but Southern Immediate Care in Northeast Alabama and North Alabama, Birmingham area also, that's where I go, and I highly encourage it. And when you go, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm going to go to the phones, Boom. I'll tell you what, he's taking another call right now. I'll give him a second. I'll do a couple of text messages while he finishes greeting that person. Boomer, give me the thumbs up when you're ready for me on the phone, all right? James from Harvest just said, I think you guys should start doing a Boomer McQueen hour, just all three of you guys going at it for the last hour of the show. I tend to agree because that's my favorite time. I love it. Hey, let me go to line one. This is Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right. And wasn't going to try to get on again, but I called Boomer, and the fellow that spent $15,000 becoming a college.
Yeah.
I am really hoping for society that he spent a little bit of that to get injured.
Have a good one. Have your pets spayed and neutered to include the ones that think they're pets. That's awesome. So, yeah, Brian, thank you for that. Did you hear? I guess you talked to Brian offline. He just said he hopes he spent some of that $15,000 not just on a collie suit, but on getting neutered.
Well, I believe so. I think some people heard me because I was hot miking right after Boomer McQueen when I answered the phone. And I said, oh, I got to get you on about this. And then I noticed my mic was on.
That's so. Awesome. It just shows that we are real people.
Yes.
What else we got in here? Brandon from Athens. He's saying your mic was on during the break. Wow. It's a good thing you didn't say anything ugly. Glenn from Bluntsville. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy farm where dogs' lives are good all the time. They're coming to take me away. If you don't remember, do you remember Dr. Demento by any chance? Did you ever have Dr. Demento in your day?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I just dated myself. Your mic's off again. But
I can't get this mic on-off thing today.
I don't know what's happening with you right now. But yeah, Dr. Demento used to play the weird parody, like Weird Al Yankovic-style songs. And it was a show that came on, I think, on Sunday evenings when I was a kid. Dr. Demento, and there was one song called They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, to the Happy Farm. Anyway, it was a, okay, never mind, I'm moving on. So, got a brand new listener in the string. We'll see what their name is here in just 1 second. Brian from Decatur says, surely a Christian such as Kirk would never bow down to the mob. If he does, then what's he hiding? I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. He's not the one bowing down, and I don't know why you would say that. But the reality is we're looking at the libraries trying to do the canceling, not Kirk Cameron, all right? In fact, Kirk Cameron got his lawyers involved immediately, and that's an ongoing fuss right now as we speak. John from Huntsville texted in, Boom. He says, I have to say, McQueen is once again officially in the running to win today's show.
Oh, man. I thought I for sure was in the running.
I thought you nailed it on the liberties question, and then you brought up the stupidest story of the week.
And I even had a joke at the beginning of the show.
You got to tell your joke again.
I'm sorry. Oh, there's Siri.
Never mind. Don't tell your joke again. Siri wants you to tell your joke again. Jim from Huntsville says, I'm riding with Dave Chappelle on the Second Amendment. It's there in case the first one doesn't work out. Chris from Athens says, why don't the drag queens and the transgender people want to read to people in hospitals and nursing homes? Why is it always to children? That's a great point. When's the last time you saw drag queens helping elderly veterans at the VA home? Drag queens going to the high school to help with the pep rally.
Mm.
I'm just saying, probably because it wouldn't work out very well for them.
Oh, that's very true.
I'm sure. That's just Ella from Birmingham. Ella from Birmingham, say, hey, this is Ella from Birmingham. I was riding down the road, saw the article in the video on Toco the dog. It was so disturbing. So what's even more disturbing were the comments. Some people were saying, you go, Toco. Live out your dream. Don't stop being you. She says, I was disturbed. Ella, I join you. And by the way, I am pretty sure most of the world joins you. Because,
very disturbed.
Again, there are more of us than there are of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing when you're a kid to run around and say, I'm a pony. It's another thing to say, I'm going to buy a very expensive pony costume and live as a pony as an adult. There's a problem there.
Yes, absolutely. Big problem.
I'm creeped out by the whole thing. Brandy from Owens Crossroads says, my 11-year-old just asked, what if they outlaw hunting because people want to hang on. Brandy, your text got cut off right in the middle of a word. So text it again and we'll see what we can answer. Mike from Huntsville. Michelle Obama will be the nominee.
Oh.
Surely not.
No, surely not.
I don't think she wants to. I think she sees the level of vitriol right now, and I think she's content to try and be an influencer. I don't think she will be the nominee.
But would Obama be like, hey, you can do it, babe, but I'll help?
No, I don't think so. I think they're content to live on Martha's Vineyard with big money right now and give major speeches that that rich liberal people care about and pay good money to see. I don't think so. I really don't. Brandon from Athens, should be Boomer and McQueen and all three of y'all all last hour. That's the second one to say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Barbara from Trinity, you can't give up any constitutional rights. They come in one package, all or nothing. There it is.
I love it.
Comes as a set.
It comes as a set.
Shane from Athens, give up the freedom of speech, because if you keep the freedom to bear arms, you can always go get your freedom back.
You know, who was it that just, they called in again,
yeah,
and he said the same thing.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, it was a conservative atheist.
Oh, yeah.
He called in and said the exact same thing.
He's called in like four times today.
Yeah. Oh, he also gave me a little bit of information on the library.
Okay.
He said he called in the director of the building. He asked the occupation of the building. And the
You mean like the occupancy?
The occupancy of the building. And I'm looking at my notes. He said the max occupancy is 605 of the building. And then he was about to ask another question and they just hung up on him.
Wow. You got to know that library is getting inundated right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
I mean, like getting worn out.
I bet they're having to pull up random people. Hey, yeah, it's okay. You're a janitor. Come over here. I need you to answer the phones for me as well. And you, yes, come over here. You're just looking at the books? It's all right. Come on.
Can we just order pizza in tonight, please? Thank you very much. Shane from Huntsville says, he just says, I would fight. Linda from Huntsville gives the address, says 142 Plaza Boulevard in Madison, Alabama is the library location. Okay. Okay. I think she's the one who sent us the thing saying it was the one near the Von Braun. Yeah. Okay. She says, AL.com actually showed a picture. I see what she's doing here. She said she looked at an article on AL.com. They showed a picture of the wrong library. She said, sorry for the confusion. No worries, Linda. Correction, just called. Kirk Cameron, Moms for Library event scheduled for the Madison City, Alabama Library, not the downtown Huntsville. There you go, 142 Plaza Boulevard. Linda, you're a rock star. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Mike from Rainbow City says, I heard Michelle Obama's going to run, but I also heard that once she gets elected, she would be the first, oh my gosh, the first black transgender president. That's Mike, dude. Okay, Raven from Russellville says, you know what Michelle Obama's name nickname is? Never mind. I'm not even going to go down that road. I'm going to leave it alone. Tell you what, Boom, let's take a break right now. We'll take the break about a minute earlier than usual. Come right back and put some, I guess we'll, Boomer? John's gonna ding me on my grade.
He's gonna ding me on my grade.
But I'm just saying, I can only do so much, man. I'm dippered out, and yet I've got two dippers left. All I'm saying is
the show took on its own today.
I still got rounds in my gun, ready for the fight. How about that?
Amen.
Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'll tell you what, making common sense a superpower is what we're trying to do. Hey, listen, I got to tell you folks, somebody else who makes common sense a superpower is the folks over at ZLA Solutions. I mean, they are like just tearing it up right now with the way they help businesses all over North Alabama and beyond, really, with improving their business solutions. They come in and they can help you do, and what they, in their words, are help you make your business better. And they do all kinds of things. They can help you with, you know, your sorting and containment, your quality control, your logistics, your warehousing. But I always tell you, too, their bread and butter, the thing they're known for most often is staffing. If you need people, if you need folks, they can help you find them. It can find the one or two that you need with the hard-to-find skills, highly trained, or they can get you a whole shift of people to help run a factory line, fill out a hospital, food service industry, all kinds of things. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. It doesn't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. You need help? Go to their website, zlausa.com. And just start that relationship with them. And when you talk to them, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. These are friends of mine. I always get a kick out of them saying they heard from somebody on the show. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I'm not going to get two more dippers done in the next 6 minutes.
No, you're not. But I do have something quick to say. You know how we talked about last week, Jason Aldean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
His song, Try That in a Small Town.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the left and CMT and a few others were trying to, you know, push it down, right? And everybody's like, don't listen to it,
How's that working out for them?
It's definitely not working out for them. It's working out in Jason's favor and the conservative side, because the popularity of that song was so fueled. The country singer, Jason Aldean, landed his very first number one single on the Billboard.
On Billboard?
Hot 100.
Okay, you're the country music industry
that's
guy.
That's huge. Billboard
is the landmark. That's where you want to be.
And Try That in a Small Town hit his number one.
Because when I talked about it last week, he was the number one download on iTunes.
Right.
But now you're saying Billboard has him number one.
Yeah, so that's huge. Jason Aldean's a big, you know, he's a big country music star. He's had tons of number one hits in country radio and stuff like that. Been the ACM, you know, Artist of the Year, but... Man, this is a huge feat, and it happened with this song.
You know, at what point does it go gold or platinum? I mean, is he there yet? Do we know?
Oh, yeah. Give me a second. I actually forgot the numbers, is.
But he's either approaching it or at one of the levels now, I would imagine. And I tell you what, man, when they do that, they need to have a ceremony, and he needs to open his speech with, "How do you like me now?" I mean, that's the way it ought to be. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So gold is when it ships like 500,000 copies.
Okay.
Platinum is when it ships 100,000 copies. Multi-platinum is when it ships like 2 million.
Okay.
So 1 million is platinum. So, I mean, but shipping, that was back in the day when you're doing the albums and things like that. So now it's a completely different scale.
Yeah, they got to scale it. Yeah, but that's cool. That's, wow. And so were you ever with any of the artists you worked for when they hit a number one? Was it like pass out the cigar kind of time?
It was a lot. Yeah, it was definitely. And when we got the ratings, because you get ratings all the time. Every week you get your radio ratings, your download ratings, all those things.
Yeah.
And it was always a pretty remarkable fate when you when you got that those ratings out and you see that you hit the number one, and yeah. It was a good celebration at the end of it.
All right, so some of the ones you worked for, I mean, like, I know you worked for Kenny Chesney and some of the others. So when you work for them, if they hit like number 40, do they even care?
Oh, I mean, I guess. I mean, anytime your song hits any of the charts, it's funny. The strategy behind all of it is something that I was still learning, even though I was in the industry for a long time. But there's a strategy about when you release and how you want to make your way up and stuff.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
I love it. I love it when things backfire like that.
Oh, yes.
So the left thought, well, just show this Jason Aldean. We won't let him be on CMT. What'd they do? They drove sales through the roof. How about this? Let's go the opposite direction. We're going to put Dylan Mulvaney on our beer can.
Ooh.
And we're going to help try to sort of, you know, get rid of that fraternity style that we've got with Bud Light. How's that working out for you? $28 billion loss, laid off 350 employees. Nobody there to answer the phones now at Bud Light.
Man, they're still going through it.
Modelo outpaces Bud Light now.
I know.
I've never even had a Modelo.
Neither have I.
I don't even like saying it. Anyway, well, that's just funny. That's just good. You know, and I'll tell you too. I've got a couple things. So this is a total aside, but I'm chasing the thread. You just kind of sparked something in my mind. I've got a couple things like they're like personal treasures. There's like on the shelf down in my office or at home on my shelves, and one of them is. It's amazing the hubris of the liberals, of the left, and what they think they've got going on. Mm. I've got a medallion that I picked up in Baghdad, right? It's about, I mean, I'm showing, the audience can't see my hands, but it's like, you know, the size of a saucer. And it's a cast metal, like bronze, and it's got a picture. Saddam Hussein believed he was the modern Nebuchadnezzar. And so, Babylon.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And so there's a thing they do, because Babylon's in Iraq. There's a thing they were doing every year. They called it the Babylon Festival, where they celebrated Babylon and they celebrated cultural art and all that kind of stuff under Saddam. Basically, it was the Saddam show. But the medallion I've got has the profile of Nebuchadnezzar's face, and superimposed over it is the profile of Saddam Hussein's face. He believed he was the modern-day Nebuchadnezzar. Where is he now? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
Wow.
Not only that, why would you want Nebuchadnezzar to be your idol? Because, you know, oh boy, had some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And actually went mad and wandered in the wilderness for a while. But Saddam believed that he was the incarnate of the Nebuchadnezzar, and actually superimposed his face, authorized the casting of this medallion that I've got under a glass on the shelf downstairs. I keep it on there.
Wow.
As a reminder that pride goeth before the fall. So here's
that was good.
Here's old boy superimposing his image over that of a Babylonian king from, you know, ancient times, believing that he's the guy who's going to save the world and do all the things and be the tyrant and be the guy, superimposes his image over Nebuchadnezzar. And where is he now? They dragged his raggedy self up out of a hole. And the special ops guys looked at him and said, George Bush sends his greetings. And then the people hung him later on. I talked to a guy who guarded the cells that he was in Baghdad, said that it got kind of pitiful. He tried to pretend that he still had some authority, but he sat in his cell, and his favorite thing to do was eat Cheetos. The guy who superimposed his face over Nebuchadnezzar. I'm just telling you, the left thinks they got it going on sometimes, but there are more of us than there are of them.
Amen.
And folks, I tell you all the time on this show, we're going to do all we can every single day to do what I call educating, enlightening, empowering, and entertaining y'all on what it means to be a conservative, a Christian, walking around in today's woke world. But listen, that's the mission. The message I want you to hear on this show every single day, I don't waste my time. I'm up here for a reason. The message is, Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and by God, life is worth living. And there you go. Right Side Radio, amazing show. We're back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.